My name is Marcia. I grew up in Wilmington, Delaware, which is a medium-sized city, but it's an eastern city and very, it was populated very early, before the revolution and things. And we lived in a house that was built in 1694, an old farmhouse, and we owned the property around the farmhouse. And my early childhood was there, and the most fun things that I did that I remember were doing things out in the yard of that house. We had peach trees, three peach trees, and an apple tree, and mulberry bush, great big fir tree, some lilacs and roses and other flowers, honeysuckle growing on the porch. And one year, when I was 4 years old, we picked a whole wheelbarrow full of peaches, and my mother and two aunts and me, being, there, the only child around, I was working too. We made a syrup and we were putting peaches into jars. And the jars were all washed and clean, and they were ready to be put into the water bath as soon as they were filled. And my mother and my aunts were taking tongs and putting the peaches into the jars. And I took a look at this and I said, my hands are small enough to fit in there, so I can help. And I took peach halves and filled them in all around the bottom of the jar, and I got the jar packed beautifully. And my mother finally looked over and realized that I was stuffing my hands into the jar, and she had to make me stop. So that's my funny story that didn't go over right. Let's see, there were other parts of the house that I was thinking about. It had being an old house, it had this enclosed staircase, and up to the second floor. When you got to the second floor, there was a set of fencing railings just on the top, not so much down the staircase. I guess there was just a handrail going down. But anyway, that was a fun place to walk down to a closet at the bottom. And it looked like you were going into a cave. So that was one of the things that I liked. Back to our peaches, we stored our peaches down in the basement of the house. And that was really old, had a dirt floor, and we just went down and put these peaches in rickety shelves, and they lasted more than 1 year. We didn't seem to have any trouble with that. I thought that was the way things were when I grew up. My husband and I rented an apartment in an old house that was built in the 1850s, I think. And it had the same kind of basement, except that it was finished with a concrete floor and had genuine shelving that worked very well. and I canned some peaches and some tomatoes and stored them down there when we lived there. Since I mentioned my husband, his name is Bob, and we met at a folk dance. We were both folk music fans, and so that's where we were going to meet people, and that was 1969, and about 6 months later, we married in May of 1970, and we lived in Princeton. Bob was a graduate student, and I was working at Educational Testing Service. Then in 1974, Bob got a job in London, Ontario, in Canada. I just came along with him and didn't have a job before we moved there. And I ended up working in a hospital, taking cardiograms. I worked later in my life as a speech pathologist and speech language pathologist, actually. 1981, we came to Ponca City. Bob got a job at Conoco, and he had been searching, and we finally found a place that would, where his job, his degree would fit. So my husband spent his career doing that math to find oil fields that could be, that Conoco could use. I actually, I worked 12 years for Conoco and then went back to school and became a speech path, and then worked in the school in Ponca City. I went to Antioch College as an undergraduate, and there was a lot of community there, all kinds of things about community. And I had also read a lot about community, about things like kibbutzim in Israel. And so when the idea of a co-housing came up, it was the right kind of community fit. I hadn't really lived in a place that really made a neighborhood of itself since I was about 5 years old, and there was some bit of neighborhood in that old house that we lived in. So when I heard about Oak Creek, it was through Doug and Nelda, who live here, and they went to the Unitarian Church, and so did I. And Doug was handing out literature, and we came over and saw all the holes that were in the ground and just starting to build and stuff like that. And I thought, well, I'm looking for a retirement place, but at that point I wanted the whole range of not just the assisted living or the community that could help itself, which is what Oak Creek is.